Psoriatic arthritis symptoms can be unpredictable.
I had joint pain, and I couldn't move like I used to.
I needed relief.
I got Cosentyx.
It helped me move better.
Cosentyx secukinumab is prescribed for people 2 years of age and older with active psoriatic arthritis. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for tuberculosis. An increased risk of infections and lowered ability to fight them may occur, like tuberculosis or other serious bacterial, fungal, or viral infections. Some are fatal. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if inflammatory bowel disease symptoms develop or worsen. Serious allergic reactions and severe eczema-like skin reactions may occur. Learn more at 1-844-COSENTYX or Cosentyx.com.
Ask your rheumatologist about Cosentyx.
Optimize your nutrition with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved and ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart and Protein Plus. Factor's keto meals can help you lose up to 8 pounds in 8 weeks. Get started at factormeals.com/factor50off to get 50% off, plus free shipping on your first box. Weight loss with Factor Keto based on a randomized controlled clinical trial. Results will vary depending on diet and exercise.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
You will have seen the headlines and sure in the newspapers in the Irish Independent today. I was reading it. The government considering changing the rules around planning that you might be able to put a log cabin in the back garden for your kids. We're going to speak to the Minister of State responsible in a moment. But one man with me now, Sean Meehan from Tipperary, who knows all about the issues around trying to erect a cabin under the current laws on his own land. Sean, thank you for speaking to us. When did this all start for you?
It's ongoing now with 3 years. I've lived in the cabin for 6 years. I bought this plot of land when my marriage broke down, had to sell the home house.
So you bought this plot of land, and did you buy it to put the log cabin on it? Was that the idea?
I bought it originally to try and give me some breathing space after divorce and the breakdown and the sale of the home house. So it gave me a bit of breathing space until I decided what way I could go with this. So I actually placed a mobile home on it. So the mobile home, I lived in that for about a year and I got quite ill. So I logged it out as per se to look like a log cabin. I got all my friends involved, which are builders, and we've done it to a high standard. So I applied for retention planning to hold it here till I decide what way I was going with this. For 5 years, I was refused that. So then I applied for full planning, but in between that, I got quite ill and I ended up with prostate. So I said, right, okay, my worries maybe are short term here on this. So I had surgery and touch wood, all clear. I came out good the other end of it. So then I said, right, okay, I'll peg away with planning. So I've gone down that road for 3 years. The last appeal I lodged with in Bord Pinola, I got the results on the Saturday, which was Christmas week, to say that they, with Tipperary County Council, that they were refusing retention on this.
And why? What was the reason given, Sean?
Social and economic need, which I don't understand because I've lived here all my life. I'm born and reared in this rural village here in Tipperary. My parents and grandparents are 1 mile in the cemetery up the road. So they said aesthetically it didn't look right. But to me, I found that pretty strange because it's done very well. And anybody that's seen it on the website commented on how well it's done. We were all tradesmen that done this. But they have never come to look at this here. So how could they come to this conclusion without ever seeing the property?
Do you mind me asking how much it cost to put it all together?
I say altogether probably 50 grand.
Okay. So 50, I mean, it's a few quid all right, but it's an awful lot cheaper than building a house.
Well, that was my point. With the house being sold and everything divvied out over all that, an old rundown cottage here probably needing some work done to it in this rural area would come in at 200,000. So that knocked me out of that equation. So I said, okay. At my age, and I had been ill I was happy here in my own environment and where I lived. So I done it to a high standard, double glazed windows, aisle fire, central heating, and it's finished to a very high standard. But no, they say, no, it's an unauthorized development. I had tried every way. I think I applied for planning 4 times. I've lodged an appeal with Bord Pinola. So then I was back in court in Cashel last year, and the judge said that if it wasn't taken down by the 14th of March, he would sentence me to 4 months in prison. So I came home and I said, wow, this is good. So I didn't take it down because simply fact, if I took it down, I would make myself homeless. So he contacted and said that if I did not take it down, bring it back on my next court appearance, I was going to Limerick Jail. So I went to court on the 14th of December with my bag to go to Limerick Jail. But I think when I arrived there, the media were there and there was about 200 people outside the court. So I think it flummoxed him a bit. He didn't know what quite to do. So the hearing lasted about 5 minutes. His directive was that I reapply to Tipperary County Council for retention. I'd done that. And lo and behold, refused once more. So this is the situation. I'm actually back up in court tomorrow at 10:30 in Cashel District Court. So how that's going to pan out, I don't know.
So might you get sent to jail tomorrow?
There's a good probability, yeah, that I could end up tomorrow. I'd be heading for Limerick.
How would you feel
and
about
I'd
that?
I say, why? Look, I took a stand on this. I said, if it's okay all over the country to build these modular units. Now, I've no issue with people fleeing genuine war and whatever like that. Believe you me, I'm not racist. But I said, they can't have one law for everybody else and one law for their own people. So people contacted me. We had a local meeting in our community hall. There was 500 people in a small rural village. And I met a lady there that was actually got upset and was crying. And I said, are you okay? And she said, Sean, I feel sorry for you, what they're doing to you. My daughter was in a volatile relationship, so we put a mobile home in the back of our house so we could keep an eye on her with my 2 grandchildren. Mm. Within 1 month, somebody had reported her and they took out an enforcement notice against her. So I thought to myself, for me and everybody else, this can't be right.
Sean Meehan from County Tipperary. Sean, thank you very much for speaking to us, and good luck in the district court in Limerick tomorrow, or in Cashel rather, tomorrow. You might end up in Limerick prison. Minister of State at the Department of Housing, John Cummins, is the man who wants to change the policy in this regard. I actually caught up with him just before we came to air, and I started by asking him to explain the change he wants to see happen.
Yeah, thanks very much for inviting me on, Kieran. I suppose the first thing is that housing is our number one priority as a government. The proposals that I'm bringing forward are in relation to exempted development. So currently at the moment, if you were building an extension to the rear of your property, you could put an extension of up to 40 square metres without the requirement to have to go for planning. So the proposal in the context of the Planning and Development Act, which was passed last year, is to bring forward proposals around accepted development that 40 square metre extension wouldn't have to be attached to the main dwelling house. So I'm not proposing to change any other elements in relation to restrictions on sizes of gardens and overlooking and all of those safeguards that are currently in place. It's merely that it no longer would have to be attached to the main dwelling. But it is important to say we're doing a consultation with other departments at the moment on exempted development. It will go for public consultation, and I look forward as well to engaging with the Joint Oireachtas Committee in relation to it as well.
So essentially what that means for people is that up to 40 square metres, they can essentially build a standalone granny flat or a log cabin in the back garden effectively. Is that it?
Yeah, essentially, Kieran. And like the way I see it is that this would be the ability of people to be able to have that intergenerational movement between, we'll say, the family home and the independent living unit. So that could be a young person living independently of the family home, or it could be an older person who wants to right size within their own community. Because I heard that loud and clear during the general election when I was knocking on doors, that while people are open to the option of right-sizing, it simply isn't an option for some people to remain within their own communities, to be supported by their family network and their neighbours. So this would provide the ability to be able to do that. And obviously, look, it all has to be teased out in terms of what restrictions and the regs will be. And that's why it's important that we have that public consultation and that we engage with the Joint Oireachtas Committee as well. But like, I did bring forward proposals when I was on that Joint Oireachtas Committee, when I was a senator, around exempting the likes of former pubs from the requirement to have to go for planning permission. That has resulted in 2022 and 2023 in 300 housing units being brought back into use. I don't have the figures yet for 2024. So it's about innovative options and thinking a little bit outside the box. I think it's a common sense and practical approach.
So it would have to be in back gardens, though, as opposed to just land people happen to own. I'm thinking of Sean Meehan in Tipperary, yes, who we've spoken to, and this show is kind of locked in battle with the county council over a log cabin in a field he owned. Brendan Begley as well in Kerry. People will know well, the musician who's kind of been locked in his own battle with the county council down there. Now they just owned a parcel of land and put a log cabin on it. That's not what we're talking about.
No, that's not what we're talking about. Like such a proposal would have to go through the regular planning process. Obviously, that would be in compliance with the rural planning guidelines that are in place in respect of those. What I'm talking about here is merely the ability for the 40 square metre exemption, which currently exists under exempted development, but the requirement now is for it, that it has to be attached to the main home, that it no longer would have to be attached to the main home. So look, as I said, I think it's a practical and common sense approach to take. I welcome the fact that some of the opposition parties have cautiously welcomed it, but I look forward to working with them in a collaborative fashion to make sure that we get the regulations right in relation to this.
And might you end up with a lot of 20-somethings living in kind of ramshackle log cabins and back gardens?
I don't see it as that, Kieran, to be perfectly honest. I've seen some of these modular type units that are developed to a very high specification, A-rated. That's the sort of home that I want to see being developed. And obviously, there will have to be regulations in this space. That's something that will have to be teased out as we progress through.
Across, how would you imagine that working? Because I guess the concern some people have is, oh yeah, I'm putting that log cabin in the back garden for my son or daughter, and they might live in it for a wet week and then they're gone to Australia and suddenly it's up on Airbnb.
Yeah, I don't see this as a rental measure, Kieran. I know some people have expressed concern in relation to it. I see this as an intergenerational piece that would allow a younger person to live independent of the family home, and vice versa then to allow right-sizing within the whole community.
But how would that be enforced? You'd be depending on a neighbour or somebody, would you, to kind of shop?
No, them? So, well, look, we can put conditions around rentals as part of that. That would be my intention. As I said, it's not intended that this is a rental proposal. This will be suitable in certain circumstances. It won't be suitable for all. I'm not suggesting for one second that it will, but I do think that it'll help a significant cohort of people either to get their foot on the ladder and save and be able to be living independent of the family home, or for the older person to be able to get the support of their family.
So the exempted nature means, I guess, they don't appear on any system, as it were. I mean, might it make kind of, you know, data collection and things like this more difficult in the future if there's a proliferation of effectively standalone little apartments or granny flats in the back gardens of houses?
I understand what you're saying here, but if I use the example again of the former derelict and vacant pubs that are now allowed to be exempt from planning if they're being converted into residential units, you have to go and notify the local authority that you're intending on availing of that exemption from planning, give them the number of units. That's why I'm able to tell
you. So you'd imagine something similar here. You'd have to go to the local authority. Tell them.
Yes.
I was just thinking of, like, you know, everything from planning where schools are going to be built or how many hospital beds you need in a certain area is dependent on how many houses are there. And if every house has another small house in the back garden, that all becomes complicated if we don't know. So you'd have to flag it in advance. I'm putting up something.
So that's what I would envisage. So that's how I'm able to tell you that, you know, there in 2022 and 2023, that there was 92 former pubs converted into 295 homes. As I said, I don't have the figures for 2024, but that was a notification process. I'd expect it to go along the same lines as that, Ciarán.
Minister Cummins, thanks a million for speaking to us.
Thank you very much.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciarán Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.
Optimize your nutrition with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved and ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart and Protein Plus. Factor's keto meals can help you lose up to 8 pounds in 8 weeks. Get started at factormeals.com/factor50off to get 50% off, plus free shipping on your first box. Weight loss with Factor Keto based on a randomized controlled clinical trial. Results will vary depending on diet and exercise.